Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about a new app called Repo Prompt. It's designed to streamline workflows with large language models, especially when working with files and applying edits in services like ChatGPT and Claude, particularly where API access isn't available.
That sounds incredibly useful. So, how does this Repo Prompt work?
Well, it revolves around the concept of workspaces. You open a folder or select a recent one, and then you can select the files relevant to your task. This selectivity is key because it helps narrow the context window for the language model, leading to more focused and effective changes.
Ah, so instead of throwing an entire project at the language model, you can cherry-pick the essential files. Smart. But what if you need multiple folders, like for documentation or package references?
Repo Prompt has you covered. You can open multiple folders within a workspace. This allows you to access and incorporate information from various sources when building your prompts.
So I've got my files selected. What's next?
Then you hit copy or start a chat. Repo Prompt cleverly structures the prompt for you, including a file map, selected files, and your instructions, all optimized for interaction with the language model.
That's pretty slick. And what about filtering out unnecessary files like build folders?
Repo Prompt uses a system similar to .gitignore. You can define global ignore patterns or workspace-specific ones using a repo ignore file. It helps keep the language model focused on the relevant information. Pretty handy, right?
Definitely. It sounds like a lot of thought went into minimizing distractions for the language model. Any other cool features?
Absolutely. Repo Prompt comes with built-in prompts, like the architect prompt, which helps you create a plan before diving into code changes. There's also an engineer prompt specifically for code edits. Plus, you can create your own custom prompts.
Custom prompts? Now that's flexibility. What if I need to see the file contents?
You can preview files right within Repo Prompt, and a context menu lets you copy files or open them in Finder. What's really cool is that Repo Prompt auto-detects changes to files and folders, reloading the latest versions automatically.
Wow, that's convenient. So no manual refreshing required?
Exactly. It keeps everything up to date in the background. Makes for a really smooth workflow. Now, there's a few different ways to use Repo Prompt to interact with language models. You can copy the formatted prompt and paste it into your chat app of choice.
Okay, that sounds straightforward.
Or you can use the new chat feature, which sends your prompt directly to Claude or ChatGPT.
So, does it just present the changes, or does it actually apply them?
Well, for applying changes, there's the apply mode, which combines your prompt with an edit prompt for direct file modifications. And for larger files, you even have diff mode, which focuses on the changes themselves rather than the entire file content. It even has PR mode, which helps split the workup. Plus, a code maps feature extracts API data from your files, which can really save on token usage.
I'm sensing a theme here of optimizing for efficiency with large language models. This Code Maps thing sounds interesting, though. Does it work for all languages?
It's most effective with typed languages like Swift or TypeScript. For JavaScript, it's less impactful, unless you're working with complex, structured code bases. But the idea is to help the model understand what's available without requiring a huge chunk of context.
Got it. So Repo Prompt helps you prepare the right information for the language model, streamline edits, and even optimize for cost. Pretty comprehensive. Anything else we should know?
The developer actively encourages users to join the Discord community for questions, feedback, and feature requests. Sounds like they're truly invested in making Repo Prompt a valuable tool. So that's Repo Prompt in a nutshell, a powerful app for anyone working with large language models and code bases. Thanks for joining us.
Goodbye.